This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Nehemiah chapters 8 through 10, Leroy looks at tears of mourning that became tears of joy. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A few years ago, scientists discovered that the chemical composition of tears is affected by what makes us cry. Tears of frustration have a different chemical composition than tears of grief or joy. And some kinds of crying are better for us than others. In today's passage, we have the beautiful lesson that God can turn our tears of mourning into tears of joy. When Ezra read the book of the law, the record says the people wept. And at that point, Nehemiah moved into the picture and challenged them to receive the word with joy. You see, when our sin has been confessed, repented of, and forgiven, our spirits can sing and wear the garments of praise instead of heaviness. When I was growing up, I never cried, never shed a tear. All during my growing up years on the farm in Iowa, I was the one who always had to kill the runt pig or chop the head off the rooster we were going to eat for dinner that day. Stuff like that didn't bother me. I wasn't mean, I was just hard-hearted. And after I became a Christian, and after I became a believer in Christ at age 24, I headed off to Bible school in Minneapolis. And I remember one day sitting at home, listening to a Christian radio program, and felt moisture in my eyes, and I wasn't sure what it was. So I jumped up and looked in the mirror and saw this tear running down my cheek. And I called my wife, Virginia, and said, "I'm crying." And since that time, when it comes to the things of the Lord, I cry at the drop of a hat. And when Nehemiah saw the people weeping, he told them to rejoice, remembering that the joy of the Lord was their strength. Then he told them to send portions of food to those for whom nothing was prepared. Their abundance should spill over in acts of generosity toward those in need. What a challenge to us as we reflect with joy on all the Lord has done for us. When I consider my giving to the Lord's work, I think of Nehemiah and the people of God in this situation. They began with tears as they heard the reading of God's law and sensed their own need. But then, as they experienced the grace and forgiveness of God, their tears were turned to joy. And out of that joy, they were challenged to give generously to the people around them in need. What a great picture of God's gracious dealings with us. From our tears of mourning, God brings tears of joy that overflow in generosity to others. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us on this Daily Discipleship broadcast. By following the Navigator's Daily Walk devotional guide, you can read and study the Bible passage on which Leroy Imes comments each day. For your free subscription, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, a plan for taking your Bible study from theory into action. Join us as we study Nehemiah chapters 11 through 13 on Daily Discipleship.